A title appears as lightning crashes, Halloween Town High. A candle burns inside a jack-o'-lantern.
For 1,000 years, the worlds divide. Creatures of magic in Halloween Town reside. Witches and goblins forced to take flight, driven away by evil Iron Knights. But the era is over. The worlds reunite. The portal is open, but not without a fight.
A medieval knight raises a sword at the Cromwells.
Now, what are you planning on saying to the council?
Oh, what am I gonna say to them?
Grandma, no, don't get her started.
Oh, well, I sure know what I'd like to say to them. But you know what? All I should have to say is, you're welcome. I mean, I only opened the portal to save the entire world. Thank me very much. I should be getting a parade. But no. I get a summons instead.
You got her started.
Any idea how to turn her off?
And you know why they don't like my idea of letting the kids from Halloween Town go to school here?
Fear and ignorance.
Fear and ignorance. That's why. Honestly, I mean, you try to bring a little harmony to the universe, and all you get is... Is it time?
Oh, no, dear, trust me. You'll know when it's time.
Huh?
Marnie gets sucked inside a portal.
It's time!
The portal deposits Marnie into the council chambers.
Hi, Your Greatness. If I could just say a few words in my defense.
Marnie, please, you have nothing to defend. We've asked you here to thank you.
Really?
Of course, you saved Halloween Town. I think it's the least we can do.
Oh. Oh, it was nothing. You're welcome. I don't suppose there's a parade involved.
Now, about your proposal to send 12 Halloween Town students to high school in the human world. I say that if the portal's open, we might as well use it, right?
She smiles.
Now, Council President Dalloway, I really must put several of my feet down.
You and this council are determined to leave us defenseless. And the idea of sending children into the human world...
They'll have me, and my mother, and my grandmother. They'll have the entire Cromwell clan protecting them.
I doubt that even you are a match for the knights.
Knights, you mean like round tables, shields, lances, metal suits knights?
Yes, the knights of the Iron Dagger.
Their mission in life was to destroy all things magical.
Okay. You people really have to get out a little more. See, this is why we need this program, to show you that the world is different now. I mean, people have changed. People are more tolerant now.
I find that highly unlikely.
In fact, I bet all the Cromwell magic that humans have changed. We can all live in harmony. We can all coexist.
She said it. Yes. You all heard it. She said it.
Marnie, if you feel that strongly to bet the Cromwell magic, then we have no choice but to accept your proposal.
Her jaw drops.
You have until midnight on Halloween.
Wait. Midnight on Halloween? Wait, no, what's going on? Wait, what did I say?
She portals out of the chamber, now in the kitchen at home.
You bet on magic?
I'm sorry. I thought it was just a figure of speech.
This is all your fault.
What? How is this my fault?
Well, if Marnie had been properly trained, she wouldn't have ever said anything like that.
Well, if Marnie had been raised the way that I wanted her to be raised, she wouldn't have been sucked through a portal, put on trial in the first place.
Okay. Look, let's just cancel the program. I mean, nothing can go wrong if nobody comes to live with us.
Oh, and I was so looking forward to sharing my room with a werewolf.
No, this is too important. We have to show people that they have nothing to be afraid of.
Besides, we have nothing to worry about. There aren't any knights.
Well, of course not. It's just a story parents in Halloween Town tell their kids to scare them. It's like the boogeyman.
Oh, he's back in town. He's been asking about you.
For the 10,000th time, Mother. No.
So there really is a boogeyman?
And apparently he has a thing for Mom.
One date!
But you're sure there aren't any knights?
Yes, we're absolutely sure there aren't any knights.
Outside. The knight stands on the front lawn. The tip of its sword taps a stepping stone. Daytime. Wearing a helmet, a girl on a bike throws a newspaper onto the Cromwell's driveway. In the kitchen.
Grasshopper flakes? Who eats honey-flavored grasshopper flakes?
Gremlins.
Apparently, it's the only thing they will eat for breakfast.
I think his name is Bobby, guys. Extra fresh. And where is your grandmother? Sophie, let's go! I'd really rather that we aren't late on our first day of school. Oi, Soph!
Yeah. I'm not screwing up my perfect attendance record just because you want to bring a little peace and harmony to the universe.
Yeah, well, some things are more important than your perfect attendance record. Like reuniting the worlds, for example.
Why does reuniting the worlds have to involve me sharing a bathroom with an ogre and a gremlin named Bobby?
If I can get this spell right, none of us will have to share any bathrooms.
That doesn't look like a level one spell.
We know I'm almost at level two.
Yeah, and that means you're still at level one.
Would you just trust me? Okay, I know what I'm doing.
Marnie closes her eyes. She extends her hands with her palms up. Outside, a male runner startles. The Cromwell house shrinks.
Marnie! Sorry.
The house returns to its regular size, in the kitchen.
Okay, I think the construction spells are still a little advanced for you. Let's see.
Told ya.
Marnie makes a face at Dylan. Gwen makes a forward motion with her hands. A door appears. It opens to reveal a corridor of rooms.
Hey. Not bad.
Beautiful.
You'd think I'd be used to this kind of stuff by now.
Ugh, let's go. Mom, Grandma's on the witch's glass. Grandma, where are you? School starts in like 20 minutes, and you promised you wouldn't be late.
And we're on our way. I'm just getting everybody loaded up. No, Chester, you can't take your armadillo with you. We'll just meet you at school,
Grandma, wait,
dear.
See? No problem. She's gonna meet us at school.
What is she thinking? She can't come to school dressed like that.
Oh, I wouldn't worry. If she brings the flying school bus, people won't even notice what she's wearing.
Flying school bus? She wouldn't.
Oh my gosh, we better go.
Come on, let's go, everybody. Quick, Sophie, come on.
At school, Marnie, Gwen, and Dylan look up at the sky.
I don't see anything.
I don't suppose you know a total eclipse of the sun spell?
Afraid not.
Well, we're gonna need something to keep people from noticing a 40-foot orange bus falling out of the sky.
A small car pulls up.
Grandma?
Yes, it's me.
Oh my, don't I look stylish?
Mother, I am so impressed.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know you could drive.
Well, I can. Although I asked two leprechauns that I know to help work the pedals for me. Thanks, guys, thanks.
Two leprechauns wave.
Oh, well, it's a step in the right direction.
So sorry, Cassie.
A little help?
Oh, yes, there. Oh, here, let me help you. Oh, your backpack.
Hi, I'm Cassie. Are any of you human? I've never met a human before. My guidebook says it's important to make direct eye contact and not to show fear. Hi, I'm Marnie. And that would be lesson number one on how not to greet humans. See, people around here automatically assume that everyone they meet is human.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
This is Cassie. She's a neighbor of mine.
Where are the other kids? They're expecting at least.
Oh, they're all here. Well, come right on out, Pete. Just put your backpack up. Oh, Natalie, you're so cute. Oh, hi. That's a sweet girl. There we are. Now, just check it up. Here we go. Prettiest girl. Oh, big ones. Oh, my. Oh, Chester.
Ethan Dalloway. Now, come on.
Sit.
Oh. Chester's armadillo ate a hole in my sweater.
Oh, Chester, I thought I told... I said, never mind. Oh, everybody. This is Marnie, and she'll be your student advisor while you're in this world. And remember, if anybody asks where you're from, where are we from again?
Canada. You're all from Canada.
Better write that down.
Okay, well, hi, and welcome. We don't really have a lot of time for introductions, but I just want to take a moment to stress how important it is that you try and blend in. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Okay, come on, guys, let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
See you later. Good luck.
Hey, guys, yeah. I have your school schedules here. Cassie?
Well, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go see a man about a job.
Gwen pats her mother's shoulder. Aggie saunters away. Her purse sprouts legs and a tail.
Mom.
Mother!
The purse follows Aggie.
Mother!
Aggie turns. Gwen points to the purse. Aggie grabs it by the handles and shakes it. The legs and tail disappear. She carries it away.
Go help your sister.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Mrs. Cromwell, I've got to be honest with you, Mrs. Cromwell. When you first contacted me this summer about enrolling nearly a dozen foreign exchange students, well, I said to myself, there's just no way. But here you are, paperwork done. It's like magic.
Her purse walks toward a birdcage.
Similar. You just have to know how to work the system, Mr. Flanagan.
Call me Phil.
Aggie.
What the?
Aggie slaps her purse. A bird flaps around a cage.
I mean, your bird probably wants to get down from there. You know, the students and I are all looking forward to soaking up your culture and taking part in your customs.
You're all from Canada, right?
She checks a note.
Oh, certainly are. Well, I should probably get to class. I don't want to keep my students waiting.
Well, if you have any problems at all, just... My bird! Oh. It's gone!
Yellow feathers get spit from the purse.
I hope you find your bird.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly, I can take you anywhere.
Peepers?
Oh, I'll let you know when Aggie has found a place for us to meet. But in the meantime, if you have any problems, just find me or Dylan, okay?
I'm sorry, but Dylan is jumping off this welcome wagon. AP Calculus starts in 2 minutes.
I have AP Calculus, too. All my classes are AP.
Kink.
I know, he's always been kind of a... Oh, you mean her?
AP Art?
Wow, some things really are universal. Okay, then Dylan, why don't you show Natalie where those with dazzling intellects congregate? And the rest of you, follow me. Come on.
Noticing a straggler, she tugs at the shirt around his waist.
And lose the tail.
What are you, some power mad hall monitor?
I saw your shirt thing. Sorry.
I'm Cody. It's my first day.
Hi, I'm Marnie.
Can I join your little tour group?
No, it's not a tour group. It's my senior project. I'm helping a group of exchange students find their way.
So, I'll see you around then?
Yeah, I'm sure. it's not a very big school, so.
Marnie watches Cody leave. She turns and mouths, wow, in Aggie's class.
So, let's open our books to chapter one.
What is she talking about? Has she ever taught in her life?
Mr. Miller, if I could have your attention. Oh. And I had so hoped we could all be friends. I must warn you, I have quite a little temper.
Aggie makes her eyeballs bulge out of her skull and waggles her tongue. Steam rushes from her ears. The blonde boy Miller startles.
So, chapter one.
Sorry I'm late.
Ooh.
Marnie takes a seat beside Cody.
See, I told you it was a small school.
So now we're going to start our experiment. Let's get our goggles on. Mm-hmm. If we mix together the sulfur with the iron ore, it should bring a puff of smoke.
Green smoke wafts from a beaker. It clears and reveals a parrot.
Grandma!
Wait a second.
I must have gotten a little help from the magic. You know, it's not quite an exact science.
Yes, it is. It is a science. That's why they call it Science 101. You were supposed to be here, so this kind of thing doesn't happen.
Oh, what's a green puff of smoke, anyway? I mean, he's a parrot. So much more exciting. I'm sorry. I'll be more careful. I forgot this. I found us a perfect place to meet.
Thank you. Now, would you be careful? Watch that thing.
Marnie glares at the parrot and returns to her seat.
She kind of
fancies herself an amateur magician. Even if you're having a birthday party.
Marnie makes a face.
So, no other parents? And well, I see you've all managed your smoke.
Cody peeks at Marnie's
now,
note from Aggie.
Who can tell me why these elements reacted the way they did? Why you got smoke and not a parrot?
In a hallway, someone observes Marnie from behind a wall as she approaches a locker. She glances in either direction, then looks at the note as she dials the locker's combination. She opens the locker, then peers into its normal interior. The person observing her hides. A pair of hands pull Marnie into the locker and out through a file cabinet into a dimly lit room.
Marnie, you of all people should know that things aren't always what they seem.
This is way better than a teacher's lounge.
Can I please take this off now?
Oh, yes, of course, dear. You're perfectly safe in here. Oh, and if anyone else wants to unzip, it's okay.
Oh, it's about time.
Oh, finally.
A curly-haired boy, Chester, grabs his hair. He pulls off his human skin to reveal his true form, a blue-skinned ogre. A blonde boy removes his human skin and becomes a green gremlin-like creature. Natalie tears off her skin and becomes a pink-skinned troll. A girl's skin drops to the floor. She emerges as a winged nymph.
Oh, no. Things are definitely not what they seem.
How much longer do I have to wear this stupid human suit?
You guys have to remember that to most humans, you don't exist. You're make-believe. But hopefully, over time, we can change all that.
Outside the locker, the knight bangs on the door. It wears a chainmail glove and silver ring. The knight turns the combination lock.
What's that?
Oh, don't worry. It's probably just the pipes. My magic hasn't set yet.
Oh, that's it.
Marnie's brow furrows.
I'm already starting to make new friends. These two cheerleaders walked past me and said, "What are you looking at, freak?" Isn't that sweet? I mean, they actually thought I was a freak.
Oh, and when they pass out mice in biology, you're apparently not supposed to eat them. But
Chester looks around.
I had three.
I can't believe that. Everyone keeps saying, "Hey, what's up?" What's up where?
Yeah, I heard that too. Okay, it's your turn.
Marnie grins and watches Natalie smooth her voluminous pink hair in a hand mirror at home.
I really wish you could have been there. Today was like the greatest day of my whole life. Everything went so perfectly. I really think this is gonna work.
Was there ever any doubt? You had an idea, you followed it through. I am so proud of you.
I just hope that someday I won't feel like I'm leading separate lives, you know, that I'm like two different people.
Both of them equally annoying.
Marnie shuts his textbook.
Do you have any unicorn milk? It helps my digestion.
I think there's some in the back of the fridge.
I'll help you.
Oh, and I didn't even tell you the best part. I met a boy. He's new, and I think he likes me.
Smart. Snag him before he has the chance to meet anyone else.
Marnie snaps her fingers, and Dylan floats.
Marnie! Ha! Wah! Duh!
He levitates until he hits the ceiling.
Okay, I probably deserve that. Hello? Little help? Mildly afraid of heights.
Aggie takes milk from the fridge.
Oh, non-fat. Everyone's so health conscious. If you had any idea how hard it is to milk a unicorn in the first place.
What's wrong? Right. Oh.
She takes out her witch's glass.
I had set it to vibrate. Now, let's see who's calling at this late hour.
A gray-haired councilman appears.
Aggie, how are you?
Edgar, I'm fine.
And your brilliant granddaughter?
Oh, hi, Mr. Dalloway. The first day was amazing. Ethan and the kids are already settling into human life.
Well, I'm not worried about my son. You know, he's such a little go-getter. I'm just thrilled to know that everything's going so well.
Yep, we won't let you down.
It's not me I'm worried about, dear. It's you, your magic. Have there been any signs of danger?
No, none whatsoever.
Good. Well, just remember, the hopes of all of Halloween Town
Marnie rolls her eyes.
What's the matter, dear?
Never knew the weight of the world could be so heavy.
Don't worry, we're gonna help you carry it.
What did he mean by danger?
Was he talking about the knights?
Yes, but you have nothing to worry about because there aren't any knights.
How do we know they're really gone?
Yeah. Well, it's been over 1,000 years. I mean, we're pretty sure they don't exist.
You mean like we don't exist?
On the ceiling.
You know what? I can be okay with this. You just watch me. I'll stay up here all night.
The lights go out.
Well, I didn't exactly mean that.
At school the next day, Dylan rubs his neck.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine for someone who slept on the ceiling.
I said I was sorry. Come on, guys, keep up.
You know, you really don't need to show us where our classes are.
Well, maybe not, but everybody's counting on me, and I want to make sure that absolutely nothing goes wrong.
Cody approaches.
Hey.
Hi. Okay. Go on ahead, guys. You don't need me to show you where your classrooms are.
Didn't you just...
How's it going?
Not bad. I waited around for you yesterday after school, but you kind of disappeared.
Oh, I was, must have been in a meeting or something. You waited for me?
Gazing over his shoulder, she mouths, no.
I know you're really busy with your exchange program and all, but...
Seen through a window, Aggie gestures for Marnie to join her.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
So, I was wondering if...
Marnie glowers at Aggie.
Sometime.
Fine! Would you excuse me for just a second to go?
Mid-sentence, sure. Later, then. So, I was wondering if you'd like to go out with me sometime. Yeah, that was worth 3 hours in front of the bathroom mirror.
He walks off. Marnie enters Aggie's classroom.
What is the matter with you? Did you not see the giggling? The twisting of the hair? Can't a girl flirt for two...
A painted dagger marks a sidewalk below.
What is that?
It's an iron dagger. The knight's calling card. They know we're here.
They? Who's they? They don't exist. I don't understand.
Neither do I. It's perplexing. I mean, why the warning? The knights weren't known for playing fair.
Well, it could just be somebody from Halloween Town, right? I'm trying to scare us? Someone who wants the portal closed?
I don't know. But that's what we're going to find out.
And if there really are knights?
We have a lot more to lose than just our magic.
Rain falls in sheets down a window and begins washing away the painted dagger on the sidewalk.
What do you know about that boy you were talking to?
Well, I don't know that much about him, but I mean, he's new and he... Oh, no, there's no way he has anything to do with this. I can't believe you'd even say that.
Is everything all right?
Fine. Yeah. It's fine. Oh, my. Phil, you're soaking wet.
Phil?
This rain, it just came from nowhere.
Oh, remarkably similar to nowhere.
The rain stops, leaving no trace of paint.
So I should let you get to your class.
The purse crawls over.
Unless you'd like me to stay and help, because I can always help.
Marnie grabs the purse.
You could help Aggie move her things to a different room.
Aggie?
A different room?
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to reassign you in light of what happened yesterday in class.
Oh, this is about the parrot.
Parrot? What parrot? I'm talking about the llama.
Llama? What llama?
I thought this was a progressive school. And I'll have you know, not one of my students went to sleep.
True. Though one did get a little infection when the llama spit in his eye. I'd like you to fill in over in the history department as a favor to me.
How can I refuse?
Marnie holds the purse.
You just take this.
Now give it to me.
Aggie takes the purse. Marnie follows her out of the room. The principal, Phil, steps over to the window. He eyes the empty sidewalk below. He glances back and smirks. In Aggie's new classroom.
Okay.
Could we please try not to draw any more attention to ourselves? We're trying to blend in, remember?
You don't have to worry about me. So, welcome to history. Though modern fiction might be a more apt title. So we'll start with chapter 15, the Renaissance. Oh, so many fond memories. Now, the Renaissance was also called the Age of Enlightenment.
A note falls on Marnie's desk.
Just because between the plague and all of the bones.
She glances back at Cody. He ignores her, then looks her in the eye.
People pretty much forgot everything they learned for the last 5,000 years. And divine the ancients were.
She unfolds the note, which reads, "Do you want to go out on Saturday with me?"
Oh, but that's another topic. It was also.
She turns to Cody.
Discovered the new world. New to whom?
He pumps his fist.
No, I don't care what it says. Columbus did not discover America. He couldn't find his socks, let alone the continent.
Marnie fast forwards the clock to noon.
Tomorrow, somebody remind me to tell you a funny story about Da Vinci. Oh, there is a good reason the Mona Lisa is smiling.
Who knows what she's even talking about? She came with the rest of those foreign exchange freaks. Talk about a bunch of losers.
I know.
Marnie makes the bottom of a girl's bag open. Cody watches. The girl glances around, then kneels to pick up her things. Marnie smirks and stands. She steps over the girl's fallen things as she leaves. In the halls.
Maintenance, please reset all classroom clocks at the correct time.
Marnie furrows her brow as she peers over a railing. In the cafeteria, she looks around.
Hey.
Hi.
Am I a fool to save you a place?
No, not a fool, but have you seen any of my kids?
No. You know, I never really see them around.
Yeah, why is that?
Cody spots Cassie standing near a table of boys.
Wait, there's one.
What? Oh, thank you.
Marnie hurries toward Cassie, then doubles back.
And I'm really looking forward to Saturday. Okay, bye.
She rushes off. At the boys' table, one guy shoves food into his mouth. Cassie observes him, and the other's eating. She holds a notebook and pencil.
Hi. Oh, you want to go sit over here?
No. I didn't want to sit. I was observing the eating habits of your average human. See, apparently you cram as much food into your mouth as possible, then start to talk.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know if that's all humans, but you definitely have teenage boys down. Let's see. She's lighting a paper. Excuse us.
Yeah. Where's everybody else?
Oh, where they always are.
Yeah, duh.
In the Halloween Town study room, Aggie sets down a card.
Here. Oh.
Her purse lies on its side against a pillow on the floor. She pats it. Marnie and Cassie portal in. Marnie holds out her hands.
Just got one question. What are you all doing here? And we're not risking our future so you guys can hide out in the back of a locker. I mean, come on, you guys gotta get out there. Participate.
Participate? What do you mean, participate?
Yeah. Oh.
Marnie picks up an apple from a bowl.
Hey, Pete. Think fast.
She throws the apple to a werewolf who catches it in his mouth.
Nice one.
See? There's no reason you shouldn't try out for the football team.
Oh.
They'll try your paws instead of your mouth.
Huh?
What? No, that's really how they play.
Oh. Yeah, she's right. Oh, and Nancy, how about the gardening club? No better gardener than a wood nymph. And Chester, how about trying for the wrestling team, huh?
I don't like wrestling.
Well, then what do you like?
I like stamps.
Oh, well, you know what? There's a club for that, too. That's great.
You know, I always wanted to be in a play.
Oh, that's great. You know what? I think auditions are this week. See, we're all here to make connections and celebrate common bonds. I mean, if we're gonna do it, then let's do it right, right?
What can I do?
You've already done enough, trust me.
I know, all the clubs are doing a booth for the Halloween carnival. We should do a booth too.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. If anyone can show these mortals a thing or two about Halloween, maybe a haunted house.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Hey, Cassie,
You can be in charge and give everybody a job. Okay? So it's settled? We're all gonna sign up for something?
Yeah.
Great.
I pity the knight that has to tussle with you.
Aggie hits a suit of armor. Eyes shift under the visor. Now at football practice.
Down! Set!
In human form, Pete races downfield. He catches a football in his mouth, then transfers it to his hands. Barney claps from the bleachers, now in an auditorium.
I conjure you by that which you profess. How e'er you come to know it, answer me.
He's pretty good.
Oh, Shakespeare offered me a part in the original production.
In the study room, Cassie unfurls a poster. It reads, Visit the Real Halloween. Buy your tickets. In the cafeteria, Marnie carries a tray. She smiles as she spots Pete and Natalie eating with two different groups of people. Chester high-fives a boy as he passes. Marnie waves. Marnie grins. She spots Phil and Aggie eating at a table together. Aggie feeds part of her sandwich to her purse on the floor. Marnie scowls. Aggie feeds more sandwich to the purse. Marnie moves toward her. Cody watches from a higher walkway, now at home.
Okay, guys, come on, let's move.
Marnie leads a group toward the door while Cody waits on the porch.
Come on, move it.
Hey.
Hey.
Ooh, there's that witty repartee again.
All right, okay, let's go, everybody. Let's go to the car. Follow me, follow me, follow me.
The Halloween Town kids walk out between them.
Yes, 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 yes.
No, I get the window seat.
Everybody can have a window seat.
So, did you want something?
You mean other than a date?
Well, shouldn't we get through our first one before... Oh, no. You thought this was the first date. Oh, see, when you said Saturday, I thought you meant Saturday night.
Marnie, come on, we've got interacting and socializing to do.
Okay, I'm coming. We're going to the mall. It's a big deal.
They don't have malls in Canada?
So, tonight then?
Tonight.
Cody waves to Aggie.
Wait, where do they all go?
Bye.
Why does none of this surprise me?
Climb in, darling. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Aggie's car drives off at the mall.
Boys in the back, come on. Okay, now, I know this may seem a little overwhelming at first. I mean, definitely not in Halloween Town anymore, but if you really want to get the full human world experience, it's important that you sample all of our customs. And like it or not, the mall is definitely one of the most human things that...
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the...
She turns. The others split up and go off in different directions. Marnie screws up her lip.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter what dimension you're from. Teenagers are teenagers.
True.
A hand clad in chainmail taps a finger with a dagger emblem ring on a railing. Now at an arcade.
That's amazing. Are you sure you don't have this game in Halloween Town?
Positive. Oh, like, I have the second highest score?
Please note who is number one.
Blaster dude.
Guilty.
Well, not for long. I could spend all day playing this with you.
Natalie smiles, then glances at Dylan.
Why are your glasses fogging up?
He tenses and takes off his glasses in a clothing store. Cassie and two other girls try on clothing. At a glow-in-the-dark mini golf course, Pete hits his ball. It bounces off a low wall, then enters a hole. Pete notices three girls. One waves. At the arcade, Natalie enters her name at the top of a leaderboard.
Yes!
She hugs Dylan. His fogged glasses obscure his eyes.
Well, yeah, he's cute, but I haven't said one intelligent thing since I met the guy. And I'm always making some lame excuse and then just running off. Maybe I should just tell him to forget it.
Well, so he's going to be very disappointed, especially since he drove all the way here and followed you to this spot.
What?
Cody pretends to spot them.
Marnie? I can't believe it. What are you? I had no idea. I mean, of all the malls in town.
This is the only mall in town.
How lucky is that? You look fairly kid-free.
Yeah, but I really can't leave my grandmother alone.
Aggie!
Phil nears.
Oh, but apparently you have no trouble leaving me alone.
Sorry I'm late.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you back at the car.
Phil kisses Aggie's cheek, and they leave arm in arm. Marnie takes Cody's arm.
I'm really liking the mall.
The Halloween Town kids spot a Halloween store. Skeletons hang from a window display framed with painted flames.
No wonder they're scared of us. I'm scared of us.
Aren't most werewolves vegetarians?
Yeah, but he kind of looks like my Uncle Ernie.
I hope this isn't what they're expecting in our haunted house.
Well, I find it offensive. We're just a big joke. I mean, how many green witch zombies do you know?
Once a year, they'll dress up like us and laugh.
Man, don't you just hate Halloween? Such a freak show.
Seriously.
You're the freak.
Dylan and Cassie pull Ethan back.
What'd you just call me?
So you think that anyone who has anything to do with Halloween is a freak, huh? I bet you think all monsters want to do is hide under people's beds. You probably think that all vampires want to do is just suck people's blood. Like they don't have jobs,
Ethan, stop.
And families.
I'm warning you. You better shut it, right?
Miller taps Ethan's chest.
Ethan, just back off.
So if Halloween is just about scaring people, then why don't they make a mask out of your face?
Miller shoves Ethan. Chester, in his ogre form, grabs Miller's raised arm.
Why don't you pick on somebody your own size?
Chester throws him into the Halloween store display. In the food court, Cody checks his watch.
What, you have to go already?
Not me, you. It's been 15 minutes and you haven't gone running off with a crazy excuse.
I know, I'm sorry. It must seem like I'm always running off.
Oh, boy. No, stay. I'm just gonna go. It's kind of a little signal thing that they worked out for when they just... Excuse me.
She runs off. Cody shakes his head. Marnie finds Aggie.
What is going on?
No idea. I left Phil in home appliances.
Shoppers hurry past them.
Oh, my gosh. What is that?
Purple smoke drifts outside the Halloween store.
Smoky Torai Kongrute!
The smoke disappears. People flee. Marnie and Aggie share a look, then start forward. In their monster forms, the Halloween Town kids and Dylan sit on the floor. Nancy the wood nymph sits up in a haystack. She shakes her head and wings.
I don't know.
Dylan stands. He stares at Natalie in her troll form.
You're a troll. You're a big pink furry troll.
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
So what? I never want to see you again, you stupid human, so what?
Oh, Natalie, wait.
Well, what happened? Is everybody okay?
There was a fight and then this smoke came out of nowhere. I couldn't see anything.
It's okay, everything's gonna be fine. Come on, let's go.
The knights, they tried.
A large dagger sticks out of a display jack-o'-lantern. Aggie pulls it out.
The dagger. Oh, hurry, everyone. Get back to the car. Find Natalie. Go.
Go.
Hurry up.
A werewolf costume in the store display turns its head as Nancy flies past. At home, Sophie watches TV.
In breaking news, firefighters were called to a local mall this afternoon when a mysterious purple smoke forced the evacuation.
There, home, safe and sound. Now you all go get cleaned up while I conjure us up some hot chalk.
Sophie sits up as they enter.
I miss everything.
Authorities have yet to determine what actually
happened. Yeah, I'd kind of like to know what happened today, too.
The mall security guard who was eating a corn dog when...
Marnie turns off the TV.
It doesn't add up. I mean, the mall, there were no knights there, and that puff of smoke. Somebody had to have been using magic.
Marnie?
Is everybody okay?
Fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
You're good.
Fine. We're okay.
Good. We've got an even bigger problem. The Halloween Town Council is here. They're waiting for you upstairs in...
Marnie becomes a trail of light and flits past Gwen.
Your room.
She rematerializes in the council chambers.
Wow. I should do one of those home makeover shows, you know, with the bed. I really like what you did with my bedroom. Would now be a good time to beg for mercy?
No, Marnie, I'm so sorry.
No. Begging for mercy is exactly what she should be doing. It was her callous disregard for our children's safety.
Order!
Oh, honestly, Dalloway, your own son was attacked.
So I'll ask the questions. Marnie, why didn't you contact us after the first threat at the school? Perhaps we could have done something.
She thought we were going to take her precious magic away.
She cares more about the Cromwell magic than she does our own children's lives.
No. I thought the threat had come from Halloween Town. That someone here was trying to scare us into getting what they wanted. Our magic and the portal sealed.
I offer a compromise. We end the program, shut down the portal.
No, you can't do that.
And you and your family can keep your precious magic.
Marnie, considering everything that's happened, I think that's a very generous offer.
We may never get this opportunity again.
Listen, you little halfling. Just because your father was a wretched human...
Humans never change.
Order, order.
I'm beginning to agree.
Enough! Marnie?
Marnie stiffens her jaw.
You said I have my magic until midnight on Halloween, right? Well, I intend to use every ounce of my power and every second of time to prove to you that you are wrong about humans. So you know what? Meeting adjourned!
She lifts her arms. The council chambers disappear in a rush as her room returns. She takes off her orange hat. She sits on the edge of her bed. In Marnie's bedroom at night.
I had a chance to save our magic.
But now that you're thinking clearer, would you have done it any differently?
No.
Gwen snaps her fingers. A tray with a teapot floats over.
More hot chocolate.
Marnie holds out her mug. The pot pours hot chocolate into it. A marshmallow slips out of a covered bowl. It blinks three eyes and sprouts legs.
Don't you just love marshmallow spiders?
The marshmallow spider jumps into Marnie's mug. Gwen snaps her fingers, and the tray leaves.
Remind me again why I don't like to use magic.
Marnie lowers her gaze.
Any fun?
Okay. Enough wallowing. You've still got charges to take care of.
Well, there's kids still here? I would have thought after this afternoon they all would have gone back to Halloween Town.
No. Some of them are just as stubborn as you are.
Gwen rises off her bed and leaves. Marnie sips her cocoa. Later she enters the living room.
Did you see the way he threw that?
I think I'm going to turn in.
Grandma,
It wasn't yours to bed in the first place. And then they offered to let us keep it. Ooh.
Marnie's eyes widen. Aggie strides past her. Marnie moves towards the couch.
Hey.
Hey.
Thought you guys would have had the good enough sense to go home.
Yeah, I tried, but my dad...
Cassie swats Ethan.
We'd never abandon you.
We were there. There weren't any nights.
Yeah, they were just a couple of punks. And most of it was our fault. Yeah. This wasn't my fault.
Look, if we all just stick together, we'll figure out what's going on.
Yeah, good luck. We only have till next week. We are so gonna do this.
Daytime at school.
If you don't start talking to me, we're definitely gonna lose our magic.
Fine. But what am I supposed to do? Everyone suddenly looks suspicious to me. Oh, they're not everyone. Morning.
Over here. Aggie!
Well, you are nothing but a little flirt, you know that?
I know.
Marnie hangs back.
Aggie, can I talk to you?
Of course. What's the problem?
I don't quite know how to say this, but I think that
History may not be the best place for you.
Oh, but I love history. I try and bring it to life all the time.
Well, actually, that's part of the problem. Parents have been complaining about, well, some of your teaching methods.
Her purse bites his leg.
Oh, it's just this old briefcase. It keeps coming open and snapping closed on things. I guess I'll just have to replace it.
Yeah.
Oh, can I help you sew that back on?
Well, yes.
Dylan walks up to Natalie.
I said I was sorry, like, 12 to the ninth power times. It was such a shock. I'm just so used to you looking all cute and, well, you know, I...
Here's a newsflash for you. I don't think I look better this way.
What?
I'm all pale and hairless. It's gross.
Well, you're normally a big pink puffball.
I know. People back home think I'm beautiful. I'm a junior miss.
Well, wait, then you must think I'm...
One of the ugliest creatures I've ever laid my eyes on. But I thought you were sweet and nice. That's all that mattered.
She touches his shoulder and leaves.
Wait, you think I'm funny looking?
Ooh, talk about being the last to know. It's okay.
Marty, come quick.
What?
Girl, stop. No running in the hallway.
Marty and Cassie run to the Halloween Town locker.
Somebody really wanted to get inside.
Seeing the door's mangled metal, she opens it. She peers inside, then glances around before porting into the study room with Cassie.
Doesn't look like anybody was in here except for us.
They survey the room. A fire burns in the mouth of a jack-o'-lantern fireplace.
I don't get it.
Well, what's the matter? It's good that nobody got in here, right?
I guess, but... I mean, if we were dealing somebody from Halloween Town, they wouldn't have had to smash their way in. So maybe we really are dealing with somebody from this world. I have to talk to Grandma.
Wait, what do you want me to do?
Just stay here. You'll be safe.
Cassie puts her backpack down. She wanders around the study room. The suit of armor turns its head in her direction.
Marnie, are you still here?
Cassie peers past the suit of armor. She turns and grabs a book off a shelf. Someone watches her from within the suit of armor's visor. She opens the book. Now in a gymnasium.
Yeah, let's choose up sides and then we can play our little... What is this called again?
Basketball.
Oh, basketball. All right, let's go. Just hit it, boys. Hit it.
Grandma.
Aggie looks away.
Why must it be so difficult? As if any of this is my fault.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm guessing the only reason they even know we're here is because you can't go 2 seconds without turning someone into a lamppost.
One time. I don't think a little harmless magic told them the location of our clubhouse. But there's one thing I can do. It's keep a secret.
Oh, and what is that supposed to mean?
I mean, I know you didn't do it on purpose, but maybe you just said a little something to your little friend.
Oh, my little friend? You know what? Now that you mention it, the other day in homeroom, I was like, hey, Cody, guess what? I'm a witch and I have a secret clubhouse.
Well, I just think it's a little odd, you know. I mean, first of all, he shows up at the school on the same day, and then he comes to our house, and then the mall.
Oh, whoa, wait. You think it's odd that he likes me?
Oh, I didn't say that. But we have to be open to the possibilities.
There is no possibility. You know why? Because I'm done talking to you.
Good. Because I'm through listening.
Fine.
Come here. Grandma's, come here.
Marnie trudges down a hallway. She passes a door. Cody opens it and pulls her into a storage room.
Hey, calm down. It's just me.
Sorry.
So? So, what is going on? I think you owe me at least some sort of explanation. I mean, the mall, what was that? And then you stood me up.
And I'm sorry about all of it. I can't...
And what the heck's in that mysterious locker of yours?
You know about the locker?
Yeah, I saw the note that your grandma gave you on the first day.
Aggie was right. I can't believe it. Look, I don't know what game you're trying to play, but I'm warning you. You better knock it off. Now.
Hey, don't worry. The only thing I was trying to do is to get to know you better. I like you. Didn't know that was a crime.
Cody leaves the room. In the study room, Cassie paces as she reads. The suit of armor pivots to keep her in its sights.
Hello? Is anybody here? No.
She looks around the room, then sets down her book. She steps over to the suit of armor as she eyes something. Cassie peers inside the suit of armor's visor. She reaches out a hand to lift it. In the hall, Marnie breaks into a run. She enters the study room.
Cassie! Cassie!
She spots the fallen suit of armor on the floor.
Cassie!
She picks up the suit of armor's detached helmet.
Where are you?
She buries her face in her hands. At home.
Poor Cassie.
I can't believe they got her. Do you think they're gonna come after us next?
No, you've nothing to worry about.
How can you say that?
Because you're all going home.
What?
No, I don't want to risk this happening to anybody else. You're all going home, even if it means losing my magic, then...
Oh, don't pack your broomsticks just yet.
Grandma, I was beginning to think you had disappeared, too.
Oh, no. I was doing a little investigating, and I needed your mother's help.
Aggie put a spell in the clubhouse.
Something I remembered from the dark days.
It's a spell to prevent humans from crossing the threshold. We checked the clubhouse, and the spell hasn't been broken.
Wait, so that means that somebody from Halloween Town was definitely responsible.
Or it could just mean that it's one of us. It could.
So no one is going back to Halloween Town just yet. We all have to try and stick together, all of us, even though one of us is a pig-headed old woman who can't stop using magic for 2 seconds.
Or if one of us is in over her head and says stupid, selfish things because she's scared and frustrated. We definitely have to stick together. Oh, Grandma, I love you.
Do you ever get the feeling you miss something?
All the time. I'm the mother of teenagers. We still have to send for help. Our first priority has to be to find Cassie.
If there's any of her left to find.
Dylan. I wouldn't worry too much about Cassie. Witches, even young, are pretty tough, you know what I mean? There's only one thing strong enough to hold them.
A witch's glass.
Do any of you have one?
Ethan has one. He uses it to call his dad all the time.
Oh, go get it.
Ethan leaves.
Wait, don't you have one?
I think I see something going by the window.
Eyes in the back of her head. Explains why I never got away with anything growing up. I just saw it too.
Which explains why we never got away with anything.
Keep talking.
Gwen mimes a talking gesture. Outside, she keeps low as she descends the front steps. A shadowed male figure approaches from the other side of the house.
Hey!
Crypto Fresh!
It's Cody, holding a bouquet.
Mom!
Oh, we've got a problem.
What?
No.
They hurry outside.
Mom!
Marnie rushes to Cody's passed out body.
Night.
No, he's just a big idiot that keeps trying to be my prince. Oh, he brought me flowers.
Oh, Mom, how could you?
I'm so sorry, but, you know, he should wake up soon-ish. Sort of.
In Ethan's bedroom, he grabs a backpack and sits on a bed. He takes out a witch's glass.
Hey!
What are you doing in there?
What do you mean, what am I doing here? Somebody put me in here. Now get me out!
I can't.
Ethan, what is going on?
I don't know.
He turns off the volume on the witch's glass and puts it in his backpack. He sits in front of it.
Come in.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know you and Cassie were good friends, but try not to worry too much. I'm sure she's going to be just fine, wherever she is.
What?
Oh, right, wherever.
That's it.
Aggie eyes him.
Night.
Night. Sweet dreams.
She backs out of the room. Ethan drops his forced smile. He turns to his bag. His eyes shift. In another room, Aggie pulls back a curtain. She watches from a window as Ethan runs from the house with his backpack on.
Come in.
Hi, Grandma. Is everyone in bed?
Oh, almost everyone. Are you going to go out?
Yes. Cody should be waking up soon, so I thought I should take him home.
Want to borrow my car?
Oh, no, that's okay. I have my own method of transportation. See you later.
See you later. More like me every day.
Outside, against a backdrop of stars, Cody sits slumped against Marnie's shoulder. A breeze rustles through his hair. He blinks awake.
What happened?
Let's just say there was a little mix-up. But thanks for the flowers.
Oh, sure. I have the worst taste in my mouth.
Oh, that's magic. It tastes awful.
What are you talking about?
Cody, I'm a witch.
Marnie.
He spots her broomstick beneath them as they hover high above the ground.
I was kind of hoping you'd do that.
I'm dreaming. I'm hallucinating.
Actually, it's called hovering.
What? So, you really are a... Which explains all the stuff at school and why you're always disappearing?
Yes. I just learned how to do that, actually. Level 2.
They fly over a blanket of clouds.
But how? Why? Where are you from?
Hey, we have a lot of time for questions. Right now, let's just have some fun. Okay? Hold on!
Gold sparks leave a trail from the end of her broom as they glide forward into the night. Cody gazes downwards. Marnie looks on either side of the broom. She grins.
Ha ha. Yeah, still rides like a charm. Ha ha.
Yeah, that's something.
Woo!
They lower near a tree and fly over the school. Below, Ethan races toward the entrance of the school. He glances back as he reaches one of the front doors. In his office, Phil removes the knight's ring.
Where's my dad? He isn't here yet.
Phil replaces the ring on his finger. Edgar portals in through double doors.
Must you always travel with that stupid door? What if somebody sees you?
What if someone had seen you drawing an iron dagger at your little school? Some things are just worth taking the risk.
What is this? Did you do this to Cassie?
What? No hug for your old man.
Edgar holds his hands out.
Yes, unfortunate but necessary.
You have a girl trapped in there?
Hey, knock it off. Mr. Flynn?
Yes. For centuries, my family has been keeping a vigil. A vigil to ensure that our world remains pure of the magical. I'm the last remaining descendant of a noble order.
Please. You wouldn't have even known that the Knights of the Iron Dagger existed if I hadn't found you and told you.
But I'm still a knight, right?
Yes, of course. All hail.
Phil smiles and returns to his desk.
Dad, how could you? She's my friend.
You didn't seem too worried about your friends when you stirred up that trouble at the mall or plunged the dagger into the pumpkin. You're just lucky that I was there to give you some cover. I mean, it's pathetic how long it... But you are such a good boy. Did everything you were told.
You said no one was going to get hurt. You said they would just give up. You said...
Yes, I know what I said. But when the good people of Halloween Town realize that humans have not changed, that they are still these lying, backward, wretched creatures,
No offense. Then they'll understand that this portal must be closed permanently.
A separate world for freaks? I'm all for it.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
The Cromwells will stop you.
Edgar tips the witch's glass.
No. Not without their magic, they won't. And at midnight, on Halloween, the Cromwell magic is going to be mine.
Phil grins. In the Cromwell's house.
Well, if you're right, whoever is behind all this won't stop until they prove to the council that we failed.
And we won't fail. There's nothing the Cromwell women can't do if they set their minds to it.
Aggie, Gwen, and Marnie extend their hands across a table. Colorful light emerges from their hands and tangles together. Aggie sets down a witch's glass.
We all know what we have to do?
I think so.
Then we better get started. Wish me luck finding Cassie.
Gwen becomes a ball of light and enters the witch's glass. Marnie bites her lip. Daytime at school.
It's very important that we keep our eyes open and that we're aware of our surroundings.
Aggie, I am so sorry about...
Shoot, being the assigned again. Honestly, these kids are so whiny. So he lost an ear. It's not like it won't grow back.
No, you're doing just fine. Though I hadn't heard about the ear. No, I'm just sorry that we're not going to have your haunted house at our carnival.
Why wouldn't we be doing our haunted house? I mean, we're actually going there right now.
Oh, well, I just thought with so many of your students going back to Canada.
Aggie and Marnie share a look.
Yeah, I can't wait.
He strides past them towards his office. Marnie eyes him as the door closes.
Being aware of my surroundings as I am, that seemed highly suspicious.
What? Phil?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I can't believe you suspect him. Honestly, Marnie, he's not... He's...
Marnie crosses her arms.
I hate paybacks. Fine.
Aggie puts her purse on the floor.
You just don't want me to... Oh.
Somebody really lost an ear?
The purse sprouts arms, legs, and a tail. It pushes open Phil's door and stomps inside. Phil sits behind his desk and tries on the knight's ring. He regards the engraved silver.
Mr. Flanagan, you need it in the front office.
I'll be right in.
He slips the ring off his finger. He tucks it into his pocket. Aggie's purse attacks his leg. In the hallway, kids stop in their tracks. Outside the school, Ethan and Chester hold up a large banner under a tent.
Okay, I'm thinking that the haunted house just isn't such a good idea. Well, I mean, everybody else just set up booths and they're already done.
Need I remind you, I'm a witch. Ow.
Look, hard hats, everyone.
Ethan and Chester hurriedly put down the banner.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Togos, frei, contus.
Morning.
Hey. Hi. Hey. How's it going?
You tell me. I think I had this really crazy dream last night. You and I were flying.
Marnie!
Dylan gestures.
Oh, sorry. Fragilito.
She grins and turns to Cody.
You told me that you were a...
Thanks, Marnie.
Yeah, get in.
No problem.
A structure with a jack-o'-lantern entrance stands in place of the tent. Dylan and the others enter.
What did I say I was?
Yeah, you said you were a... How?
Cody stares open-mouthed.
You really are a witch.
Marnie nods.
It wasn't a dream.
No, it wasn't a dream. And is there a problem?
I don't think so. Still in the processing stage. you're the good kind, right?
Yes, definitely the good kind.
Dylan hurries out.
Marnie!
What?
The walls keep dissolving.
You know, I can conjure floors for days, but walls, they're tricky. I should go. We'll talk later?
Yeah.
Marnie turns and glares at Dylan. Cody trips over Aggie's purse.
Where did that...
Marnie shakes her head and picks up the purse.
Why did you do that?
Hey, open the door!
Inside, Aggie sits near a haystack.
Here's that bag of yours.
Marnie sets the purse at Aggie's feet. Aggie opens it and takes out the knight's ring.
I feel like such a fool. He is a knight.
You're not a fool. Mm. A flirt, maybe, but not a fool.
Well, at least we know. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
Okay, guys, listen up. I've got it all.
I'm gonna go check on Dylan.
No, Dylan.
Greatest haunted house ever. I'm telling you. This is gonna be really cool. We'll make it super scary with buckets and buckets of fake blood. Well, this is gonna be scary, right? Come on, it's a haunted house.
But isn't the point to try and get people to like us?
I'm tired of people being scared of us.
Yeah, you know what? So am I.
Whoever heard of a haunted house without buckets of fake blood?
Hello. Spotting Phil, Aggie snaps her fingers and materializes outside.
Aggie!
I just want to say that I expected more of you.
She gives him the ring. He falters.
Where did you get this?
I hope that you know that the men you're trying to emulate, the men that originally wore those rings, they were bigoted, hideous, evil human beings. And to be honest, I'm a little surprised that it fits.
She passes him.
Aggie!
Aggie casts a spell over her shoulder. A snake appears in Phil's hand. He throws it and jumps backward into some hay bales.
Happy Halloween!
At night, costumed people walk through a decorated area outside school. A raised banner reads Colwood High School Annual Halloween Carnival. It's something new, and it might scare you. So come on in, check it out. A blonde boy in a patterned vest stands behind a popcorn machine at a booth. He adds a jack-o'-lantern bucket to a stack on top of the machine. A girl in a witch's costume sits inside a dunk tank. People bob for apples in silver buckets near a ghost statue. People walk out of the mouth of the Halloween Town Kids' haunted house. A dark-haired man juggles fire batons. Marnie and Aggie stand together.
It's almost midnight. Maybe they won't try anything.
No. This is as important to them as it is to us. Only we have a lot more to lose. Just be ready. Oh, watch your stare.
Have fun, enjoy yourselves.
Okay, that was the worst haunted house I've ever seen. The ghosts didn't even go boo.
I know.
Boo? How many ghosts do you know that say boo?
In the haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
People are laughing. Dances with werewolves, the monster tea party. There's not even a gross out factor. They're eating chocolate chip cookies. Can't we at least have mealyworms crawling out of them or something? My mom makes the best oatmeal mealyworm cookies.
Happy Halloween. Anyone care to hear about the positive contributions trolls have made to society?
Welcome to the Halloween Wax Museum. Yeah. See the ogres and picnicking in their natural setting. Excuse me, would you like to see the...
Edgar's portal appears and he steps through the doors. Two girls holding hands observe as he walks forward.
Whoa, okay, now that was pretty cool. Yeah, that was the best thing in here.
They continue through the haunted house. Edgar looks around.
Seems to me this haunted house could use a little excitement.
He points at a life-sized monster diorama. His finger shoots out a red light that animates the monsters. The monsters climb out of their dioramas and join the humans. Edgar animates another section of monsters. He smiles as they join the chaos. Ethan approaches.
No!
That's okay. Come with me.
He puts an arm around his son. Outside, Marnie gets knocked down in a stampede.
Oh, my, let's go. This is what we've been waiting for.
In the haunted house, humans flee. Edgar points his fingers. He animates a diorama of skeletons and monsters who stagger forward. Outside, the creatures chase after humans. Someone bumps into Dylan while making his getaway. Aggie spots a monster shoving a girl. Aggie's spell causes him to vanish into thin air. Marnie spies a monster in an orange dress going after a costumed woman. The monster duplicates. The woman runs.
Oh, what did I do?
A blue-faced monster picks up one of the fire juggler's lit batons. Marnie backs away as he moves past her. He lights a row of haystacks. Flames grow larger. Cody puts them out with a fire extinguisher.
Grandma, what's going on?
Marnie holds Aggie's wrist.
Oh. Oh.
Cody turns. A skeleton chases a man in a tie-dye shirt from the haunted house.
Cryptophagilius!
The skeleton's arm bulges as it grows into a giant. The man in the tie-dye shirt runs off as the giant skeleton swipes at him. Cody hurries over.
Marnie!
Grandma!
What's happening? Why are you using your magic this way?
No, Cody, it's not what you think.
I thought you said you were the good kind.
I am! I don't know what's wrong! Oh, you have to believe me. Grandma, it's not working! Look!
Edgar stands on the top of the haunted house's entrance. He grins and holds out his hands. He shoots out red energy from his hands into the crowd.
Crypto Thunders!
Aggie strikes Edgar with beams of light, sending him back into the haunted house. A shockwave pulses from within. The crowd stills. Cody's chest heaves. A blonde girl rises from behind a box. A kid ventures from hiding. The humans survey the monster-free carnival. Aggie stands with her arms still outstretched. People gather in a circle around her and Marnie.
Did you see that? Did you see what they did? They tried to destroy us.
No, that's not true.
You saw it.
Yeah.
They caused everything. They are witches and monsters and freaks.
No, we're your friends.
If we don't drive them back to where they came from, they will destroy us.
We're trying to help you. I mean, come on, I've known most of you since the first grade.
Marnie, it's almost midnight.
Oh.
Hey, it's us or them.
Yeah.
Who's it gonna be?
Oh, Grandma.
Go get them.
The humans pursue them into the haunted house. Inside, Aggie uses magic to shut a door behind them.
Grandma, you gotta do something. Don't you know a spell to get us out of here?
I'm afraid the time for spells is over.
I was right. You are responsible for all of this.
I can't take all the credit.
Ethan?
Marnie, it seems your little experiment has come to an end. It's time to pay up.
No. No, you can't take our magic. Humans have changed. No one was threatening us until you showed up.
Well, that's just because they never got to know the real you. And now that they do, you Cromwells don't deserve magic.
Now your magic is mine.
Magicus Fixum.
Edgar shoots energy, striking Marnie and Aggie. Light emerges from their bodies, then they collapse. The light enters Edgar's hands as the mob arrives.
Marnie!
Cody kneels beside Marnie and helps her up.
He took my magic.
Aggie! Aggie! Is she hurt?
What do you care? You're the one who offered her up to an angry mob. Ethan?
He taps Ethan's arm.
No.
Ethan shifts to stand in front of the Halloween Town group.
I'm staying.
A disappointment. Right to the very end. Then this is goodbye to all of you.
Edgar conjures the portal. Marnie watches next to Cody on the ground. Chester looks at the humans. The doors open to reveal a swirling orange and yellow space.
This doorway linking our two worlds should never have existed. And now, with my newfound powers, I can make sure that it never will again.
He makes an upward swooping gesture with his hands. Stone blocks seal off the doorway.
No! I can't do that. Somebody's gotta stop him.
Pete glances at Natalie.
Halloween Town. It's gone. Yeah.
What is the matter with you people? Marnie is your friend, so she's different. Now that she's lost her magic, are you gonna like her again?
Rag kept thinking that we needed to fit in, but how do you know if someone truly cares about you if you don't show them who you really are?
Cody smiles. A girl in the crowd shakes her head. Pete nods and steps in front of the crowd. He pulls off his human skin to reveal his werewolf form. He shakes out his dark mane. People shrink back.
I'm really a werewolf.
Chester removes his human skin as well.
I'm an ogre with a little bit of forest giant on my mother's side.
Natalie takes off her human skin.
And I'm a troll.
I'm just going through an awkward stage. This is all there is. Sorry.
Dylan stretches the skin on his face.
And these are the people you want destroyed?
Sure, they look different, but are they really any different on the inside?
A boy steps forward.
I don't know what werewolves are like inside, but Pete's the best halfback we've ever had.
And Natalie's the president of the science club.
Co-president.
You know what? You were right, Aggie. This never really fit.
Phil tosses the ring, then Aggie pats his hand.
See? Humans really have changed.
Now, has everybody seen everything that they need to see in the witch's glass?
Gold light shines from between the stone blocks in the doorway. Edgar stumbles out as they burst open.
Ooh, welcome back.
Cassie runs out of the doorway.
Cassie!
Gwen rescued me!
It took some time, but I finally found the right witch's glass.
Good to see you.
What is going on?
You forgot that witches' glasses, while excellent for imprisoning witches, are also good for communicating between the worlds. And I believe that all of Halloween Town just saw that humans have changed. Which means...
Marnie eyes Aggie and Gwen.
Magical Maxim!
Green, blue, and pink light streams out of Edgar's body into their palms.
You can't do this to me! I won't let you get away with this!
But we will.
The council appears.
No, you don't understand. I was doing this for the good of Halloween Town. You see, humans
are apparently much more accepting than you led us to believe. If they're willing to give us a chance, then we should be willing to return the favor.
We did it.
No, I absolutely forbid it.
Then we'll consider this your resignation.
Several council members wave their hands. Edgar dematerializes, only to appear as an image in Aggie's witch's glass.
Let me out of here!
I'll deal with you later! Oh, but right now, we still have to put on the haunted house, right?
Yeah! Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
The council disappears. Outside, a monster pats a child's back as he eats popcorn from a small cauldron. A cat monster grins. Pete high-fives the man in the tie-dye shirt. The green, gremlin-like Halloween Town student plays a game called Skull Toss. Chester bowls a pumpkin into tombstones. Ethan gets dunked at the dunk tank. Various monsters emerge from the open Halloween Town portal. Dylan and Natalie sit on a haystack together.
I'm really sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I would have acted the same way if things were reversed.
Just never met a girl like you before. I mean, we have so much in common, and well, I like being with you.
I feel the same way.
She bats her eyes, then leans towards him.
No, I'm sorry. It's just too gross.
Thank goodness. Friends?
Friends.
They hold hands and stroll away. Aggie sits on a hay bale with Phil.
I certainly hope I can convince you to stay on at the school.
Oh, well, I don't know. We'd have to make a few changes.
Changes?
Something has to be done about the athletic department. I mean, really, who ever heard of field hockey without flying monkeys?
Mother, have you seen Marnie anywhere?
Oh, sure. She's just hanging around somewhere.
Gwen and Phil follow Aggie's gaze upwards. Marnie and Cody fly on her broomstick above the carnival. Cody watches her from behind as she steers. She turns and catches his eye. They kiss. Her broomstick drifts in front of the full moon, its light casting them in silhouette. Gold sparks fall like glitter from the end of the broomstick as they fly away. Cut to black. Audio description funded by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Marcia Bartonetti.